comfort tools, news, and interviews about and for writers of the Caribbean and beyond? Well then, welcome to Sea Woman Chronicles, the podcast, with me, Sandra Seeley, your host. Well, hello there. Welcome to Sea Woman Chronicles, the podcast. I'm so excited. It's new, and I'm enjoying the roller coaster ride to getting here, but I hope you do too. I'm Sandra Seeley, a Caribbean multi-genre writer, write a lot of stuff, poet, author, and blogger from Barbados, and a coffee lover. Oh my gosh, if you could smell my house right now, the aroma. I just got this certain brand, not sponsoring me, with flavored ground coffee that you brew. I'm not talking the creamer or that, you know, 3-in-1 powdered stuff, not like that. And the flavor I'm trying is French vanilla. It's pretty good. Okay, it's Folgers in my cup. Anyway, moving right along, I am looking forward to sharing with you a couple times a month. And just to let you know, this is season 1, episode 0. So a couple times a month. And, you know, now and then there'll be some bonus sessions thrown in here and there. Might be something topical that I just have to get out, or it might be behind the scenes or, you know, something special. But today, since it's our pilot, I'll give you an idea of how this will work. You can typically expect like 3 main segments. First one is Sea Woman Speaks. That's me. Then there's a guest spotlight, and then featured writing up. Now, if you're a creative, in particular a writer, you know that it's usually a lonesome pursuit. It's not necessarily always a bad thing, but during these times it can be tough, and you know, it's good to know that you're not alone or nuts or not, but I'm hoping that it'll help. I'm hoping that you'll find some inspiration, maybe learn something new and come back for more. So let's go to the first part segment, Sea Woman Speaks. So I'm going to divide this session into 2. First, I'm going to answer a writing question from you, one of my beloved podcast subscribers. So dead easy. You could just leave a voice message on my page. That easy. Or it could be a social media follower. There might be a question coming from them. So that's what I'm going to look at. Or I'll just choose a topic to focus on, really. The second part of Sea Woman Speaks will be the writing world news. And you know what? Let's kick it off today. And now, the writing world news roundup, Myanmar, Southeast Asia. According to the Pen International, which stands for Poets, Playwrights, Editors, and Essayists, and novelist, Pen Myanmar, on March 9th, there were 2 poets killed during a peaceful demonstration by students and youth against the military coup in Barbados, the Caribbean. The National Cultural Foundation recognizes poet laureate Esther Phillips as one of its features during International Women's Day in March. And in the UK and Caribbean, on March 18th, 2015, Booker Prize winner, US-based Marlon James, will be part of a collaboration with his alma mater, the University of the West Indies, at the 10th annual creative lecture for the University of Leicester in Toronto, Canada. This month, esteemed Jamaican Canadian writer Olive Senior released her poetry collection entitled Pandemic Poems. Can't wait to read it. In the United Kingdom, according to independentco.uk, and I quote, the book industry fells billions of trees. It's down to authors to demand to be printed on recycled paper. Huh, something to think about. And in Trinidad, writers with roots in five different Caribbean territories have been long listed for the 2021 OCM, that's the One Caribbean Media Bocas Prize for Caribbean Literature. And that is sponsored by OCM, owner of the Express Newspapers, TV6, and the OCM Radio Network. Now in its 11th year, the prize is internationally considered the leading literary award for Caribbean writers and recognizes books in three genre categories: poetry, fiction, and literary nonfiction. And back to Barbados for a special update. To celebrate World Poetry Day on March 21st, as declared by UNESCO, Caribbean writers and the Barbados Creative Economy Network, in conjunction with the Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business, present The Impact of Poetry on Our Society and Economy. It's free of cost. It's on Sunday, 21st of March, 2021 at 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. To register, I'll leave the link in the show notes, and they're also on my blog at seawomenscaribbeanwriting.org, or you can go directly to the University of the West Indies site. So it will be moderated by yours truly, Sandra Seeley. The focus is moving towards sustainability for Caribbean poets on World Poetry Day. Presentations will be given by the Sagicor Cave Hill School of Business head and economist, Professor Justin Robinson. Attorney at law and cultural practitioner, Lynette Eastman, also who founded the Barbados Creative Economy Network. And cultural ambassador and veteran Calypsonian, the beloved Dr. Anthony, the mighty Gabby Carter. Performances paying homage to literary giant Kamau Brathwaite will feature Barbadian poets Lashana Griffith and Winston Farrell. This online forum will be held via Zoom on Facebook Live, and it's intended to stimulate discussion about giving poetry more economic prominence and linking this niche art form with sustainability for artists. To round up this particular part of it, we're going to note some days of observance for writers during March. On March 3rd was International Writers' Day. March 4th, World Book Day in the UK. The week of March 7th to 13th was Read an E-book Week. March 20th, World Storytelling Day. And on March 21st, a day I'm looking forward to, World Poetry Day. Now, one of the things that I thought was important to also honor our own few literary birthdays that we should recognize are African American novelist Ralph Ellison of the Invisible Man fame. March 1st would have been his birthday. Celebrated American children's author Dr. Seuss on March 2nd. Colombian novelist and short story writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez, March 6th. Award-winning English writer with a Jamaican roots, one of my favorite, Andrea Levy, on March 7th. Catician-born British novelist and playwright Carol Phillips, also in March. And French 17th century philosopher René Descartes, March 31st. If you've got international rating related news you think I should share, be sure to visit seawomenscaribbeanrating.org to contact me or look for the link in the show notes. I'll do my best to fit it in. And our second segment would be the guest spotlight. Now, obviously, I haven't got one today, but let me tell you, I have got a lineup, I kid you not, that will last the next few seasons. Fabulous people. All right, so as far as guests go, you'll be likely to be a global expert in a related area. For example, for our first episode, we're going to have poet, author, podcast host of The Wet Spot, and editor Robert Gibson of Passionate Words Editing Services. He's otherwise known as Passion Poet. Yeah. To him.
Perusal of the book, I immediately saw errors. So I said, an editor did this? And she's like, yes, I'm very proud of it. And I was like, but this error, that error, this. And then I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to just go through this from beginning. Oh, you don't have to do that, she said. I'm like, but no, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to go through this. And because I guarantee you, there are more errors in there than the three or four that you've just shown me, right? Because she literally was going to look at me and tell me that I should charge only for the four errors that she sees. I'm like,
what? That ain't gonna happen. No. Or it could be a trailblazing Caribbean writer like author Sherry Jones from Barbados, setting Good Morning America book club and the world on fire. Okay, now, of course, the GMA Book Club. I mean, that is huge and exciting.
Yeah, how do you put it? Like, oh my gosh. I think maybe, I'm trying to think how long ago, because I have known for a little while, but I had to keep it a secret until the announcement. So when my publisher actually contacted me and they said, well, you know, we have excellent news. GMA has just told us that they're selecting book club pick. And I thought, what? Like, what? Really? You know, and yeah, that was like a dream come true. I just could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. And we had to do some stuff leading up to the announcement. So I had to give them some information. I had to record some videos and so on and send to them. And it was just like, I was doing all this stuff and I couldn't talk about it, you know? But it was just an amazing feeling. And I just felt really proud to know too that, you know, it's a book about Barbados. It's firmly centered in Barbados. And for them to choose it just felt like a real validation. So I felt really, I can't even say how excited, exhilarated, ecstatic, all those things.
We're excited right along with you. I mean, Caribbean Writers on Facebook is blowing up. It is wonderful, you know? So, I mean, we're really, and I am excited to share your story as much as I can. So you see what I mean? You've got to tune in. And segment three, featured writing op. So just, I won't bore you, but just so you have a little bit of background. Sea Women's Caribbean Writing, my blog. How it really started was, you see what happened was, way back when in April 2007, thereabouts, I would have been taking my writing a lot more seriously and doing some digging, finding ops, opportunities, I call them ops, And when I'm not writing it on a little slip of paper, my computer crashes or I'm making my friends crazy with the emails. So I decide, you know what? Instead of doing all of that, why don't I put it in one place? And that's how I designed the blog the way I did for Sea Women's Caribbean Writing. So what you're going to find there are tools, because they are going to work for global writers. I found I would get really excited. I'd do the curating, go through all of the submission guidelines and all of that. And when I get to the bottom, people from my neck of the woods aren't eligible. So that sucked. So that's why I started to pull things where international writers, and then I found not just writers from the Caribbean, but global writers too, that might not necessarily be from the first world nations, quote unquote, would be eligible. So that's why it is a focus on the Caribbean, which is largely underrepresented area and often lumped in with Latin America, but that's another story. So there is us, where there is a cadre of talent. Some the world is familiar with, others are emerging and doing some phenomenal things. And that's why the Caribbean, with my roots, that's why I celebrate them so much. But as I said, global writers are open to these opportunities too. All right, so let's get back. So there might be writing festivals, it might be a publishing opportunity, some even paid. Usually the ones that I choose, you don't have to pay a fee normally. I try to vet it as much as I can. I'll ask the contest coordinators questions as well. All right, so the other thing is, of course, not everywhere is where you should have, not every publication is what you should have on your writing credits. So I really try hard to make sure that that's happened. Then as a result of that, I decided for social media, instead of having a page, I have a group. That's Caribbean Writers. More than 1,800 members from more than 44 countries and growing. And it's wonderful. We share news, we celebrate each other, discuss certain things and connect, right? Then the other point I want to make, yes, this podcast and my blog, you're hearing writers. So you might think, okay, as another creative, I'm not involved either. Not true. Very often, a lot of these ops do want work from photographers and from visual artists. And of course, with our digital media, there are some even that go that way as well. So I would say, leave yourself open. If you're a photographer, if you're a visual artist, or you know someone that is, you should send them to my blog to see what's up. Okay, so just so you would know, I normally would put the highlights. I don't put the whole thing from, say for example, there is a particular opportunity that's being described. I would normally put the highlights, what they're about, how you can contact them in case you have any questions, if there's an entry fee, if they pay, if there's an idea of when they come, when they're going to be out, that kind of thing. So I do that as much as I can. And then there would be a link to the full submission guidelines. And of course, I always encourage people, read it once, twice, three times, more than that. So you're going to get an idea of what the publishers are looking for, as well as, of course, word limits, if there are themes, rights information, and of course, deadlines. So you know what? You're my first Sea Woman Chronicles podcast subscribers. And for that, I'm going to give you an op right now. This one is The Colonial Passage. It's a literary journal seeking to capture African, Afro-American, and Black diaspora writing from around the globe. It strives to, quote, present each distinct piece of writing as a passage worthy of readers' attention, and encourages emerging and established writers to submit to the magazine. However, they want work from all artists of all backgrounds engaged in the decolonial project, regardless of race, origin, gender, disability, or geographical location. In addition, they also welcome submissions from visual artists, remember I told you about this, photographers, and graphic designers that relate to the prose and poetry they publish. So besides the rolling submissions that they have for their other publication, the first issue in this case is to be published June 2021. It's the theme, Migration and Movement. They're looking for unpublished essays, creative nonfiction, short stories, flash fiction, and poems that connect to the decolonial project with topics such as migration, immigration, forced removal, the Middle Passage, etc. As I said, you go to the blog, you're going to find everything there. Deadline is March 31st. So we're actually accepting submissions between January 11th to the end of this month. No entry fee. The managing and founding editor is Audrey Shipp. So the other details, including style and other highlights, as I said, see it on my blog, Sea Women's Caribbean Writing. SeaWomen'sCaribbeanWriting.org. And as always, I'm going to give you my two cents if there are any notes. And of course, there are links to the full submission. If you don't see the post, I normally would have the most recent posts in the left widget. And if it disappears, that's no problem. Just use the search box and it will pop up. Good luck. And I'd really love it if you do get accepted. If your work does get accepted, leave me a voice message, man, and let me know what's happening. Now, going forward, to keep this podcast sustainable, sponsoring a segment, an episode, or season would be awesome. If this is something you'd like to do, you can reach out to me by going to my blog or just dropping me an email, seawomancreative@gmail.com. And so, to wrap up, let me leave you with something to think about through a quote. If you like these, I love collecting quotes. Grab one from my Goodreads author page, quotes page in particular. Today's quote is by the great African-American author and poet, Maya Angelou. And she says, "I've learned that people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Thanks for listening to me today. Oh my gosh, this was great. And until our next episode together, peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in to Sea Woman Chronicles, the podcast, with me, your host, Sandra Seeley. If you enjoyed it, follow me on Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere podcasts are available. For more global writing opportunities and the latest content, follow the social media channels on my blog, Sea Women's Caribbean Writing. The website is seawomenscaribbeanwriting.org. Be sure to subscribe and join me again soon.